So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, Dan Latto. So let's talk about this. What changes are people going to have to make in their businesses in order to survive the rest of this year and going into next year, given all the COVID stuff that's going on and so on? So there's a couple of things I want to talk to you about on this particular one. The first one is people have been in lockdown, they've been stuck at home, and while they've been doing that, they've done zero of anything, frankly. They've watched Netflix, they've stayed at home, they've built a wigwam. I don't know what they've been doing, but whatever it is, it's not marketing. And the big change in this year that you need to get a grasp of is how to market online. Because if you're not doing that, and everybody else is, how do you think customers are going to find you? How do you think clients are going to find you if you're not there? I know there's a sea of noise. I get it. I totally get it, okay? But you need to not only be part of that sea of noise, you've got to raise up out of that sea of noise. You've got to produce more content. And it's not just to new audiences. You've got to produce content to people who already know you, who might just need that extra little nudge in order to do a bit of business with you, might just need that extra little bit of credibility, might just need that extra little bit of inspiration. And that's quite an interesting one, is the word inspiration, because anyone can give inspiration. You can get someone who's been overweight all their life, who loses a lot of weight, and that is inspiring to so many people. You can get people who've been depressed and are now no longer depressed. That's inspiring. Any change story can be inspiring. A story about how your business got hit by COVID and how you've adapted the business and now it's working again and you're recruiting again, that's a wonderful story. In fact, that's exactly what's happened to my business. COVID came and hit, we lost a few clients, and we took on more clients than we had before, and the type of clients were different. And so that was a really good story. You should be marketing that story. In this sea of noise, that's one of the ways in which you can stand out. And if you're not going to be doing online marketing this year, what are you going to be doing? How are you going to market? No one's leaving the blubby house. How are you going to market if you're not online and demonstrating your expertise in your business, or demonstrating the results that you've got for clients, or showing before and after pictures? What are you going to do? And you might say, well, I've only got 400 friends and my Facebook page has only got 50 people. So that's an excuse not to do marketing. How are you going to get more friends and more Facebook likes unless you're going to do some marketing? That's like the old story that I've used on several occasions, where the guy says about YouTube, well, I don't have any subscribers, so what's the point of making videos? I'm not going to make any videos until I get some subscribers. I'm like, that's crazy. That's like putting your shoes on before your socks. You've got to make some videos and then you get subscribers. You've got to make some content on marketing to market your business, and then you get some page likes. You don't get page likes because people are nice and kind or anything else. You get page likes because of the value that you bring into their lives and the change that they might be hoping for, which is something that you offer. And the only way that you can do that is by creating content. And in 2020 and going into 2021 and 2022, this is just only going to become more and more relevant. And in fact, when I think about this from a digital marketing point of view, our business is going to take off, like much more than it already has done. We've kind of been playing low key. We've not really marketed much at all. We've not driven people into sales funnels and marketing funnels for my digital marketing agency, even though that's what we do for other people, because we wanted to start the business off nice and slowly. We wanted to get good at what we were doing, understand what our processes were, and at that point, that's when we're going to put marketing funnels in place. We don't do it right now because I'm worried that we're going to turn this tap on and we're going to get overwhelmed with people wanting us to do their digital marketing. And so we're doing it very, very slow. It's crazy, right? It's opposite to what you would imagine a business should be doing. But we want to grow the business properly. We don't want to grow the business for the sake of money or for the sake of growing a business. We want to grow the business based on how we can help our clients. So there's a big shift there, by the way. From a mental point of view as an owner, there's a big shift. We don't need the money in order to run the business. I don't need to take any money out of this business, thankfully, and I'm, you know, touch wood, I'm very grateful for that. But that means I can be a better business owner because I can grow the business properly in the manner that it's supposed to be done without letting clients down and helping them grow their businesses too. So look, I hope that's useful for you. Let me know in the box down below what your thoughts are, and we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto, take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.